The United States is wrestling with twin demons, the coronavirus pandemic, and racism. How do we get through this? Richard McCullough has an idea.
Art flourishes when we have discourse in society.
McCullough is a teacher, a film producer and videographer, a writer. He is also the president of the Rochester Association of Black Journalists, which is co-producing the Black Cinema series with the Little Theater.
I think without education, without exposing young people to new and different things, getting out of the neighborhood, without doing things like that, I don't think you're going to move anywhere. You're not going to be self-sufficient.
Not only do black lives matter, this summer, black arts matters. In urban areas, it can appear in almost real time, just words or an image scrawled on a wall, following events a day or two after they've happened.
Expression of feelings, expression of people having a say.
McCullough cites the Rochester artist Sean Dudwoody. He led the effort to paint Black Lives Matter on the street alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park at Manhattan Square, just as has happened in other cities. And Dudwoody left a space where citizens can add their own sentiments. McCullough sees the writing on the walls and on the streets. Is it graffiti or art?
So I would say that piece that he did at Manhattan Park was really an expression of what's happening right now.
Jeff Spivak, New Mexico News.